I want to recognize a donation that was online. It looks like we may have some others.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
All right, and as I was getting ready to say, we do have a donation online that came from Trishandras, and or maybe that's Trishanda. Do you know her? It's Treshondres.
Sounds like Trishandra.
Trishandras. Let me get your mic on.
Don't pronounce the S at the
end. So it's Trishandra. Mm.
Trishandra, yeah. Trishandra. So I would say it that way.
Well, we want to thank you.
Of course, we know squawky. But.
Yes, well, sometimes right. We can butcher things, but $50 donation online, that's matching funds. Thank you so much for that donation. That came in earlier. And, of course, we have the $150 that has come in from Linda and Squawky. We have Wayne with the $100 one-time donation, and then we also have the continuing $30 a month. Thank you very much, Wayne, for letting us know about that, and that is very important. And then we have Heather, who made the $200 donation. All of that together brings us now to $9,275 remaining in matching funds. And so every dollar you give up to $9,275 is going to be matched by our ministry and business partners. And I want to thank all of you for giving and for coming alongside of our business partners. You hear their sponsors, their promo spots on the station. You've heard Braces for Us with Dr. DeCambre, Bug Off Pest Control, CareNet, Pregnancy Center, Church of the Holy Spirit, woohoo!
Hey,
our own Dave right here. Crossroad Restaurants, Families Recover with John Nelson for Such a Time as This, Cynthia, Gator Security, Godfrey Electric, and Grace Repairs. All of those are sponsoring ministries or businesses that are making available $10,000, and as soon as we match that up, we bring that right into our budget today. So we are right now at, what did I say, $9,275. So I want to just encourage you as business owners to become a part of the ministry right here at WCNO and make an investment in your business. Mm. And as Jim Higgins Sr. used to say when he would be on the air, trust God with your business. And he told the story of how he started. I loved to hear him talk about, I think it was $7 in the early days. That was their gift. That was their tithe. That's what they brought in, $7. And then how God would bless his marriage. God would bless his family. And how they would the business would grow, and their ability to give would increase, and how they would be able to be a blessing in their local church and to other ministries, missions, etc. And his challenge was trust God with your business. Some of you are listening down in Palm Beach County, and you remember Jim Higgins Sr. and his strong call. He was a strong man of God. And he experienced the favor of God, and he encouraged all of the business men and women to trust God with your business and entrust yourself to him and let God give you an awesome harvest. Amen. Of course, you know, it's great to be blessed in this life, but we're really talking about reaching souls for eternity. And it does take money to do that. But where can you have the potential of speaking to 10 counties in Florida that represent 30% of the population of our state, more than 30%. Where can you have that opportunity but right here on WCNO? Now, there's a lot of other great radio stations, but with one address, 89.9, you can receive teaching from the Word of God. You can receive awesome preaching, local as well as national, and you can also listen in And you might hear a little bit of all different kinds of Kingdom Kings music here. Great Buffet is available here at WCNO.
Amen.
Well, Karen, why don't you give us those numbers again? We're looking for the next call. Looks like the phone lines are open right now. They're open, open, open. Give us a call. It's 11:05, and let's see what happens if in the next, if in the next 30 minutes, if we can bump on down the road a couple thousand dollars, then we will go ahead and get a program in at 11:30.
That's right, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
So that would bring us down to 7,000. So if we get down to 7,000 by 11:30, is that possible? That's possible.
It is.
All things are possible with God. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put on your heart. And I am looking for those business owners and those blessed and wealthy people who have retired with a kingdom heart, and understand the value of giving, doing your giving while you're living, so you're knowing where it's going. David, the other day, as I was just looking at my life and what God has added to us that I will call stuff, and I have a storage unit. Because my son lives in my garage. We had in-laws. We took care of our parents, for my wife's parents, for many years. And so my son, he takes most of the garage. I don't have much of a garage. 7 feet of a garage is what I have left. And so we have a storage unit. And I go in there, and I have supplies for the church and other things donated, stored in my storage unit as well. But I look at these things, and I think how blessed I am. Think how blessed I am. And I was with a couple other pastors, and we were just talking, saying, I'm at a point in my life where I have to think about, where is this stuff going to go? You know, who is going to have this when Jesus takes me home? Whether it's a car, whether it's a house, properties, resources that's in the bank, investments, where's it going to go? And standing with a very dear friend, a businessman was with us, and there was another minister that was there. He shared, he said, you know, I'm at that place in my life. Spent my life working hard, building, giving, blessing the kingdom. And yet God's blessed me with all of this stuff. What am I going to do? Thinking about these things, and my wife and I as well, we have a special needs child, and trying to work through some of the legal and practical aspects of how to provide care for our family. And the thought, the scripture about the wealth of the wicked's laid up for the righteous is a scripture that I've heard so many times. You know, so many people quote that, the wealth of the wicked's laid up for the righteous. As if we should expect the wicked to finance the kingdom of God. Do you know, most of the people listening today are not the wicked. There are wicked people, lost people listening, and I'm glad you're listening. And I don't know if you give to this ministry or not. I'm glad you're listening because Jesus is the answer to your need. But most of those who are listening today are godly people. Single moms, single dads, grandparents, great-grandparents, seniors. You are those who fund and finance the kingdom of God in your local church and also here at WCNO. And the thought came to me, because I've seen this time and again, and I really believe it was a convicting word that the Lord just opened my eyes to see. I'd never thought about this, that more often than not, the wealth of the righteous has been laid up for the wicked instead of the wealth of the wicked ending up being for the righteous. You say, what in the world are you talking about? As a pastor, I can't tell you how many families I've seen that ended up leaving everything they had to their kids that are more lost than could ever be. I've known parents that would not give $1,000 to their child because they know that they would either drug it or drink it or waste it. And you've worked hard for your money, and you would not waste your money or empower or enable your children to continue in the ways of sin with the wealth that God has blessed you with. And yet, family after family leaves their wealth to unrighteous people. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me about that. I know it was a convicting word, that the financial condition in the kingdom of God would be totally different if we carefully planned while we're living and we empowered the kingdom of God to get the gospel out. I'm not talking about building crystal cathedrals and building buildings to put our name on it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being a steward of kingdom resources. Some of you are listening today. I would pray that you would carefully, prayerfully consider or reconsider your thoughts in regards to funding and financing the kingdom of God. Are you planning to build the kingdom not only in your life, but also after you go to meet the Lord? I better get to a song, David, or I'm going to get to preaching, because I believe God is on the move right now. There are some things happening in our world that indicate to me, I see all the enemies doing, yes, but that is only an indication to me that God is on the move and the devil is scared senseless. Mm-hmm. Because the church is not going to bow to the conditions and the threats of this world. The church, amen. God is raising up a church. God is building a church. There is a revival that is happening, and mm-hmm. God is on the move. And I want to encourage you, be a part of it. Be a part of it. And you can reach us at
772-221-1100.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can also give.
You can also give. To go to WCNO.com, and there's a giving opportunity on the homepage. Or you can text WCNO to 24365.
That works as well.
You bet.
That works as well. Shout to the North. Listen, while you're shouting, you can shout to the south and the east and the west, too. Listen to the song.
Men of faith, rise up and sing of the great and glorious King. You are strong when you feel weak, in your brokenness complete.
Yeah.
fill this place with songs again of our God who reigns on high. By His grace again we'll fly. Shout to the north and the south, sing to the east and the west, Jesus is Savior to all, Lord of heaven.
Amen, amen, amen. Shout to the north, and we are going to shout to the south, and we're going to shout to the east and the west as well, because we know that we have something to shout about. We have something to shout about.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We have a lot to shout about. Well, I want to thank the Lord for a faith deposit that's on my console. It's a faith deposit of $100, and it is a deposit into the hands of God. And just as we do with every dollar that comes in, we thank you, Father, for it. Father, we want to just rejoice. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. We want to thank you for your provision. We want to thank you, Father, for your word that says you give seed to the sower so that the sowers can be growers. And the growers can be harvesters in the kingdom of God. Seed to the sower. The seed grows, and the sower's the grower. And the seed matures and is harvested, and the sower gets to share in the great harvest. Father, we thank you for that promise. You're a faithful God. Father, we look to you and recognize that long ago, we would have been dead and buried, but you said no. The death angel was tracking our trail. Evil was on our track. The plans of the devil had surrounded us. The trap was set. But God, you took the teeth out of the lion. Amen. You broke the trap and set us free. And so we recognize that you have given us life. You gave us a choice, and we chose life. Mm-hmm. And we now have life abundant. Thank Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It is right now 11:18, and I have a dear friend, James, with us. James, you know, in the Bible, there's a story about a guy who was once blind, and they said, "What happened to you?" He said, "I was blind, but now I can see." What happened to you? What happened to you? What has God done in your life? Oh, give us a bit of your God story.
I was so blind. There was actually a song. I think it's an old Steppenwolf song that if you fell on a pin, you'd be blind in both eyes.
Oh, my.
And you know the other song those guys did, right? About the pusher man.
Yeah,
that's where I was, you know. And
wow.
And when I finally
closer, Jim,
decided to, I didn't really decide it. I had no choice. It was either death or be a follower. And that's the way it happened for me. I mean, when I called out for Jesus, he was right there.
Amen.
And that was in That was in 1992, October 22nd,
wow.
1992. And it's been there ever since. Can I say?
Amen.
You find a plan that works, you don't throw it away.
Amen.
You just don't throw it away. And, wow. And I think what's probably, I don't do it real good sometimes, is we all fall short. But I think probably the greatest claim I can make is to be a follower of Jesus Christ and a servant of the Most High God.
Amen.
That's the most important thing I can do in my life.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything, and God's blessed me since 1990. He's blessed me before, but I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, you didn't recognize. You didn't give honor.
Where it was coming
from.
Didn't really care.
Yeah.
Didn't really care. I was one of those people that, you know, without fail, I could curse God with, shake my fist at Him with no problem. You know, and now I know that's not what I want to do.
Yeah,
amen.
No, would not advise that for anyone, right?
And you know, it's amazing. We all hear stories, people's testimonies about how when they called out to God, He came.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I mean, it was, in my case, it was instantaneous.
Mm.
I mean, literally instantaneous.
Wow.
That my life changed. I mean, for it to unravel took some time.
Yeah.
Because I was a sinner.
Yeah.
I was a reprobate.
Yeah.
I was a criminal.
Yeah.
I had things I had to pay for.
Yeah.
Okay. But I can tell you, you know, everywhere I went, didn't matter where it was, I could see God there opening and closing doors.
Mm.
You know, I was on the back of a prison bus going to prison, and I saw a sign out the window, and it was in regards to a road we were riding on, which was under construction, and the side said temporary inconvenience for permanent improvement. I'm on my way to prison.
So, right.
I grasped that.
Wow.
And I hid that in my heart. And when I was in prison, I was there 5 years and 7 days, and we all know what that seven means.
Yeah.
So I was completed. That's complete.
That was
that
it.
Part of my life is completed.
Yeah.
But the correctional officers, even my fellow inmates, would look at me and they'd just go, "What is wrong with you? You're always happy." Yeah. And my response is, I'm where I need to be.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be here until I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
And the door's going to open and I'm going to leave. And there's not any of you that can stop that.
Right. Amen.
So, and that's just, you know, that was part of, you know, the 5 years that I was in prison. God revealed to me that I had serious personal faults, character defects.
Yeah.
And, you know, He didn't tell me He was going to help me. He just showed me a way
to get,
you know,
free.
I still got character defects. Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
But the ones that were causing me to be a repeat offender, He took away.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord.
For that, I'm thankful. And then after that, you know, it was the restoration.
Yeah.
Especially to my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it got so bad. It got so bad with my family when I got in prison. They said, "We love you, but we don't want to see you.
Yeah, don't come back.
You can call us, collect. You can write us a letter. We just want to know you're okay, but please don't come by the house." And I accepted that with, you know, with an open heart and an open mind, because they were speaking from pain.
Yeah.
From the pain that I had caused him.
Yeah.
And to close that little part up, that had to do with my aunt and also with my son and some other people in my family, but specifically with my aunt, who had been there for me, you know, as I lied to her and stole from her and did all these things. And I was able to buy her car broke down. She had no money. I was able to buy her a little Mercedes and take it to her and give it to her. Yeah. But she just goes, you know, she goes, I for a long time I didn't believe that you were serving the Lord.
Yeah. Right.
But now I do when the Mercedes is sitting in the driveway. Oh, but you gotta realize where she saw me come from.
Sure.
That had to be very difficult for her to believe that anything had the power to change me.
Yeah.
So, but it does. It does. All I can say to if you're out there listening, you don't know me, I don't know you, But I'm going to tell you, if you've got a problem, Jesus Christ has your answer.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something else. Jesus Christ has your back.
Yes.
Amen.
But you got to give it up.
Yep.
You got to give it up. You can't go to him with tobacco in your mouth and your hands out.
Yeah, right.
Or alcohol in your mouth and hands out unless you're giving it up right then and there.
Yep.
That's the way it's got to be. That's the way it's got to be.
Amen.
So, but he welcomes all of us.
He does.
You know, probably my biggest hole that what held me back was my pride.
Mm, yeah.
Because society shows men to be weak.
Yeah.
If they acknowledge something that's out of their control.
Yeah.
And I was like that. Many of us were until we found the Lord. But now, to me, being weak is actually being strong because I know where my power comes from. When something's going on, I know I have no control over it.
Yeah.
So I said, God, you handle this. I can't do it. And he does.
He does.
Sometimes I don't always like the answer.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, we're hearing today all over the radio and the TV, you're hearing about equity, mm-hmm. and equality. Yeah. You want equity and equality? It's not in the Democrat Party. It's not in the Republican Party.
Go.
It's in Jesus Christ.
That's where
he makes all men equal.
Yeah.
All men. He doesn't see color. He doesn't see money.
Yeah.
He doesn't see any of that. He just sees your heart.
Come to the cross.
Come to the cross, right there.
It's level ground there.
If
you're on a high stool, get off. Come on down to the cross.
And if you're coming to bring your burdens, you don't need to worry. Leave them there and go on down the road. Don't look back.
Yeah.
Don't look. I mean, I look back, but I only use it to show people where I came from.
There you go.
Yeah. When I first started my business, a lot of the work I did was on construction sites down south, big construction sites, and we would work with day labor, which I actually used to work for.
Wow.
When I was a drug addict, I worked for day labor. But it gave me an opportunity to witness these people, and I'd tell them, you know, that used to be me, right there where you are, that used to be me, and if you just cry out to God, he will change your circumstances, but you got to ask.
Yeah.
You got to ask.
Yeah.
So it's been, I mean, my work's been a good ministry for me. It's been a great opportunity for people to see that you can literally, I mean, I came out of prison, I had less than $100 in my pocket and nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I prayed about it. I made some contacts with Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale, with Pastor Bob Coy. Yeah. And I said, I'm getting out. I think it was on a Friday. He said, you get on the bus and you come straight here. We'll pick you up at the bus station.
Mm.
And that's what they did. And they took me in. They had a halfway house that was, you know, where you went there. They gave you a place to live. They fed you. You worked for the church. You know, they helped you get your life on track.
Excellent.
And the way they did it was biblically.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, the work was just to keep your mind focused so you're not sitting around with bad thoughts. That's all that was. But, I mean, they had – I would say this because I know my voice is reaching into Broward County.
It is, yes.
Calvary House. It's called Calvary House. If you're on the street and you have a sincere desire to change your life, contact Calvary Chapel. They have an excellent program. It'll get you on your feet and get you where you need to go.
That's awesome.
Wherever God wants you to be, those people will get you
on
your way. So I would like to give them a big plug.
Yeah,
they were instrumental in – you know, they could have said, hey, you know, you need money to come here, like a lot of these
programs. Sure.
You don't need any money to go there. You just got to have a desire to change your life and love
get
the Lord.
Get free. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, Jim, how did you become connected with the heart and vision that we have here at WCNO? You carry that. You carry that.
Well, I got to say, when I moved up here in 2000, I was searching the radio, looking for a radio station that conformed to my values, and I found this guy with this crazy little voice that just, you just couldn't believe this guy, and he was a preacher. I mean, Tom, I said, I got to meet this guy. So I came down here and met Tom, and we just hit it right off, him and that little funny-looking dog he carries around with him everywhere.
Yeah.
And it just, Stumpy. You know, it went,